one.
Welcome to How Cool Is This, the 5-minute podcast about your ideas. If you have an idea, we'll talk about how cool it is. Visit howcoolisthis.show to learn more. In this episode, we have an idea from Jesse.
My idea for a chocolate is a gulab jamun flavored chocolate bonbon. It's like a molded chocolate, and people put ganache fillings in it. I'm gonna steep gulab jamuns, which are balls of fried, milk proteins is the best way of explaining it. And then I'm going to use that cream strained out to make the ganache. I think that people are very much stuck on making very, very simplistic flavors that everyone would like think of. I think that a lot of people are just used to having things like strawberry champagne or just single origin chocolate or something. And not a lot of people really actually go and put the time and effort in to just explore what other opportunities there are.
How cool is that?
Brian, how cool is Jesse's idea for a gulab jamun bonbon?
Jesse's idea is cool. That sounds great.
On one hand, it's cool because it experiments with dessert, and experimenting with dessert is always going to be cool. And it's cool because it's getting people to try new flavors, which I agree with Jesse that most of us aren't doing that often enough.
I feel like the last innovator in chocolate was Willy Wonka, and he was a bit creepy. Jesse sounds like a cool Willy Wonka.
He sounds like Willy Wonka without the factory that kills a bunch of children.
Willy Wonka for a diverse age.
Have you ever had a gulab jamun before, Brian? I have not.
I have not either, but I have had chocolate. And I do think introducing chocolate into the gulab jamun would encourage new users like myself.
Yeah, you already know chocolate. You already love chocolate.
I'm a user.
Yeah, you're a user. You're willing to try variations on chocolate. Chocolate is a pretty good gateway drug.
And there's probably some people who very much enjoy and use gulab jamun who might say, hey, I've never heard of this chocolate stuff, but willing to give it a go.
Chocolate might overpower any other flavors that are going on. Chocolate is one of those things that when it's present, it is noticeable.
Is that cool of chocolate? I'm not sure that it is. Part of cool is to be a little under the radar.
Chocolate is absolutely above the radar. I would say almost everybody in the entire world knows what chocolate is. But chocolate knows what it is too. And you can't expect chocolate to be anything other than chocolate, even when it's paired with gulab jamun and a bonbon.
It's cool for chocolate to be itself. Very few people that I can think of have come onto the show and pitched a new dessert. It's cool to innovate in the dessert space.
I think we should have more innovation in the dessert space. I mean, listen, there are a lot of really good desserts. Some desserts that I would argue shouldn't be experimented with at all. But the bonbon, we can improve upon that one. And I really admire Jesse for giving it a shot, for trying to do something that no one else has done before. That can be kind of scary, but usually it's pretty cool.
We're here saying that we haven't had this, and now we're interested in trying it. We could have the chocolate bonbon and realize I want to eat all of these for the rest of my life until I die. But that's because Jesse made them cool.
Sometimes we hear some cool ideas and people don't give us a reason to engage with those ideas, but Jesse did.
Which, it's very easy to engage with food.
Well, I mean, not if you don't like it.
But you still need it. If I'm hungry and I don't like the vanilla bonbon, I'm going to eat the vanilla bonbon.
Is there any food you wouldn't eat even if you were hungry?
I guess it depends on how hungry, but if I can hold off, I might not have a tomato. I wouldn't eat a tomato.
Taking a bite out of a raw tomato, that's not cool.
What about you?
I kind of agree with tomatoes. You know, honestly, one of those fruits, vegetables, unsure, which gets a lot of love, but is honestly a little overrated.
Tomatoes, not the idea of not being sure what you are and owning that.
Unlike the gulab jamun chocolate bonbon, which has a very specific personality, knows exactly what it is and why people should try it.
And I think that's much cooler than the chocolate tomato, which I don't know that I would try.
I've never seen one, but if someone came on this show and pitched a chocolate tomato, I would say that's not a cool idea.
If you have any ideas, give us a call. Our number is 848-863-9917.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye.